This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. A smartphone can help us find just about anything these days, a restaurant, a movie theater, even a date to share your popcorn. If, however, the object of your affection is a Cape May warbler and your idea of an afternoon out includes binoculars, don't worry. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, even birdwatching is getting a high-tech update.
I'm standing in the Manhattan office of Andrew Farnsworth, a research associate at Cornell University's Ornithology Lab. He's forecasting bird migration. Birdcast is a project funded by the National Science Foundation.
Take meteorological data and eBird data and acoustic data, so flight calls of birds that are migrating at night, and radar data, and combine all of those things to make forecasts across the entire continental U.S. of when birds are going to appear where.
Eventually, it'll be a website and an app, but you can see the posts now on Cornell's eBird site. So I say, Andrew, I'm going birding in Central Park on Saturday. It's spring migration. Tell me what you know. He tells me the winds will be really favorable.
Winds are forecast to be southerly. There's not forecast to be any rain.
2 days later, I'm in the park with Star Sapphire, an avid birder for more than six decades.
There's at least three yellowrums right in that area.
She came in early in the morning.
We knew this was going to be an absolutely great day. I had a common raven, which is an unusual bird in Manhattan, and it just heated up from there.
But here's the difference. 20 years ago, if you saw a good bird, you might tell other people in the park or call someone that night. Now between cell phone calls, text messages, email,
Hello?
You can be there in a minute or two.
Okay, bye.
Male Cape May warbler exactly where we're going.
Soon our group is walking quickly toward the Cape May warbler. Earlier, we were led to a prothonotary warbler. At one point, we see 30 birders in one spot. The news of the prothonotary has spread swiftly. An easy way to find birds is to know their calls. There have long been recordings of bird songs. What's different now, says Farnsworth, is the app is right on your phone. Thousands of bird calls right in your pocket.
You can bring it into the field and compare it to what you're actually hearing and seeing.
So my Audubon app, for example, has seven different sounds for a scarlet tanager. They're on my phone when I go into the park to search for it. And in the future, you'll be able to do the reverse. Hear a bird song and identify it with an app, just like people identify music with an app like Shazam. Mark Beres, a professor at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is working on WeBird. But identifying bird calls is harder than popular songs.
When I turned it on to the bird songs, it just failed miserably.
But a year of work later, and he says the app will be ready next spring. You can find bar charts on Cornell's eBird website that will tell you when a species migrates to your area, what dates it will arrive. Chris Wood runs the eBird project at Cornell's Ornithology Lab. Technology, says Wood,
it's lowered the barriers to entry and made it easier for people to quickly get the information that they have when they see a bird.
So, for example, when he started birding in Colorado, he was sure that he had a tri-colored blackbird in his backyard because it looked a lot like the bird in the book. It took him 3 years to realize.
There are no records of tri-colored blackbirds anywhere from outside California and the West Coast.
Now that process of finding out you were wrong might take an hour. Andrew Farnsworth's fantasy is, in the future, the Weather Channel will give you its daily bird report. And models will be so sophisticated, conservationists can tell a city, turn off your lights tonight, there's a huge wave of birds coming in. Star Sapphire, who doesn't have a computer, says the downside to all this technology is an inexpensive hobby is now out of reach for many.
You have to have thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Cameras, apps, computers. Sapphire makes do with very good binoculars and, yes, a cell phone.
Oh, okay, I'll be right there. Bye.
And off we go. Some would argue the pastime is no longer as pastoral. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.